Part 1. The Puppet Master. There comes a point in a life well lived where the gaze goes beyond the next horizon to that inevitable time when this mortal coil feeds the worms. Life is a journey, a beauteous walk surrounded by such vastness of time and space that we cannot even truly comprehend. And so we make sense of what we can. We order our corner of the world and build security if we are fortunate, and perhaps too a family as part of a larger community. The immediate needs consume so much of our time, the day-to-day trials that must be overcome. There is a measure of satisfaction in every small victory, in every meal earned, in the warmth of shelter on a cold winter's night. This is the climb of life. But for those who are lucky enough, there comes a place where the mountain is topped and the needs are satisfied. And so the view grows grander. It is a subtle shift in the omnipresent question of a rational being from, what can I build? To, what will I leave behind? What will be the legacy of Drizzt Do'Urden? For those who remember my name when I am no more, what will they think? How much better might be the lives of those who follow me? My progeny, perhaps, if Catti Bree and I fruitfully go that route, because of my works here. I watched Brunner bring forth the sarcophagi of King Conorad and King Emerus, the lava-encased bodies flanking the throne of Gontalgrim. No less will they be remembered in Mithril Hall and Citadel Felbar, all the silver marches for that matter, for many centuries to come. Am I destined to become such a statue? On a practical level, I doubt it, since I expect that much of my remaining life will be spent outside of Brunner's domain. I will never forget him, nor he me, I am sure. But I sense that my days beside him are nearing their end. For all the love and respect I hold for King Brunner, I would not plan to raise my children in a dwarven mine, nor would Catti Bree, I am sure. The road is wide open in front of us. To Longsaddle, of course, but only for now. One thing I have come to know in my 2 centuries of life is that the span of a few years is not a long time, and yet it is often an eventful time, with unanticipated twists and turns. Wherever that meandering road might take me, though, beside me goes an understanding now that my journey is less and less often what I need to do, and much more about what I want to do. So many options, unbound by the shackles so many must wear. I am a fortunate man, that I do not deny. I have sufficient wealth now, and I am at peace. I have love all around me, and am responsible to myself alone, and responsible to my wife only because I choose to be. And so what will I do? What road shall I choose? What legacy shall I foment? These are good questions, full of the promise of sublime reward, and I only wish that every man and woman of all the goodly races could find a moment such as this, a time of opportunities and of options. That I am here in this place of luxury is nothing short of remarkable. I do not know the odds of such an outcome for a homeless drow, a hunted rogue in the wilds of the Underdark, but I would bet them long indeed. So many fortunate twists and turns have I found on my journey, encounters with grand friends and marvelous mentors, Zacnaphane, my father, and Montolio de Bruchet, and Catti Bree, who helped me to find my heart and a courage of a different sort. The courage to stubbornly exist in a place where my people are not welcome. And Brunner. Yes, Brunner. Perhaps Brunner above all others. It is incomprehensible that I was befriended by a dwarf king and taken in as a brother. Yes, it has been a reciprocal friendship. I helped Brunner regain his throne and walked beside him on his wider journey to bring his people together under the great homeland of Gontalgrim. Between us, it seems, sits the very definition of friendship. With all of this, here I am. So many battles I have fought, so many obstacles overcome, yet I cannot deny that good fortune has played a tremendous role in leading me to this place and this time. Every man, every woman will find battles, will find enemies to overcome, be they goblins or disease, an ill child, a wound that will not heal, a dearth of food, the chill of winter, unrequited love, the absence of a friend. Life is a journey, from trial to test, from love to hate, from friendship to grief. We each deal with unsettling uncertainty, and we each march on, ever on, following the road that will ultimately lead to our grave. What grand things might we do along that road? What side avenues will we build, which might start our children on their own walk, perhaps? So I have found this turn of perspective. I have scaled the peak and look now upon a grand, grand view. I can thank a woman whose warm embrace brings me peace. I can thank the greatest friends any man might ever know. I can thank a dwarf king who found a rogue on the side of a lonely mountain in a forsaken land and called him friend and took him in. But I am an elf, and lo, there looms another mountain I fear. I think often of Inovindil, who told me to live my life in shorter spans, in the expected days of those shorter-lived races about me. Should Catibri and I have children, I will likely outlive them, as I will almost surely outlive Catibri. It is a confusing thought, a paradox entwining the greatest joy with the most excruciating agony. And so here, on this mountaintop, surveying the grand view, I remain aware that I might witness the dawn of another few centuries. By the counting of elves, I have lived but a fraction of my life, yet at this still early moment it feels so full. I am a fortunate man. Should I see those distant dawns, there are surely dark valleys ahead, and after such certain moments of profound loss, will I find the strength to climb the next mountain, and the one after that, and the one after that? I will. I know. Because in my grief the first time, when I thought these friends lost, my love lost, my life lost, I came to understand the truth, that the road will roll beneath your feet, whether you step lightly with hope and swiftly with determination, or whether you plod in misery, scraping the dirt with heavy boots. Because the perspective of that journey is a choice. And I choose happiness. And I choose to climb the next mountain. Drizzt Do'Urden.